Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you with open arms, and we're so glad that you have joined us. Please go back and check our library of podcasts. We've got hundreds of podcasts in there. I think for sure at least 200, 300 podcasts. So go back and check them out. A lot of great information. And if you're a regular listener, we love you and we appreciate your loyalty to this podcast.
And we're sorry we've been gone for 3 weeks.
Yes, sorry. You know, we were gone for 3 weeks traveling the world.
You wish.
In my dreams. No, I really dreamt it.
You did. You really dreamt we were traveling the world.
Yes.
It has been a crazy 3 weeks.
It has. It has. So we apologize for not putting out podcasts over the last few weeks. Just a lot of different stuff going on.
Life going on.
Yeah.
Life.
So we're not going to make up any excuses. Just please accept our apologies. But we're back. We thought we'd talk about something really interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to think that all of our podcasts are interesting, but come on. I mean, the truth is, that's right. I mean, look, the reality is that, you know, sometimes there are some topics that are a little bit more intriguing than others.
Yes.
And so I find this topic that we're going to talk about today to be a little bit more intriguing.
Yeah. Well, and this topic's been on our list now for the last few weeks.
It has.
But we haven't podcasted in a few weeks. So this was going to be our next topic that we did because a few weeks ago, I had to take the kids to the dentist mm-hmm. for their 6-month cleaning. And I thought it was interesting. I saw a couple kids sitting in the lobby with their parents looking at the phone, of course, playing games while I was sitting there waiting for our kids to have their teeth cleaned. And I noticed both kids would constantly, as they're playing the game, would constantly retch their neck back like it was stiff from looking down, right?
Like stretch it back.
Stretch it back, yeah. And so I just thought, oh, that's interesting. You know, look at these kids. You know, they're already like getting like stiff necks. Mm-hmm. One looked like to be about 6 and the other one was like 8,
so
you know.
Yeah.
And then literally like just a few days later, we were out to dinner and we saw that boy sitting next to us with his parents and he was doing the same thing.
Yeah,
on the
I remember
phone.
That. I do remember that.
You know, it's crazy. Like, you know, these parents, they were at dinner, their kid was on the phone the whole time and they're sitting there talking and no one's conversing with the kid, but the kid's sitting there playing on the phone and he's wrenching his neck back. And that's when I brought it up to you because I remember thinking how crazy. And then didn't you look it up while we were sitting
there?
Yeah,
well, actually, our chiropractor had actually mentioned it to me during one of my sessions. He had told me that at some point he wants to do an x-ray of my neck. And so we got to talking about the neck and he said, yeah, you know, I'm seeing a lot of young kids, a lot of young people and just everyone. I'm seeing more and more people that have this text neck.
And it's
like
a thing.
I was like, what is text neck?
And you like looked it up while we were sitting there.
I did.
At dinner. And sure enough, there's like all these articles on text neck.
Text neck. Yeah. Text neck. I mean, I had never heard about it. And it is an entity.
Yeah.
It is like definitely an entity. And these docs, the chiropractors, at least our chiropractor, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're starting to see more and more people. The mm-hmm. people are like pouring in because we are on technology.
Yeah, and we're all looking down.
That's right.
Like so much.
We're on technology.
So we looked up some of these articles and we were learning about like what's happening with the strain in the neck because of the looking down, right? So
what we found.
So one of the things it says is that the human head weighs 12 pounds, right? Okay,
right.
We know
about
that.
About 12 pounds, yeah.
And that the neck is designed to hold the head when the head is straight up, mm-hmm. like it's designed
in an upright position.
In an upright position, it's designed to hold it comfortably,
right?
And as your neck bends forward and down, the weight of the cervical spine begins to increase. So for every inch we bend our head, it adds additional weight to our neck and spine. At a 15-degree angle, this weight is about 27 pounds. At a 30-degree angle, it's 40 pounds. And at a 45-degree angle, it's almost 50 pounds. And at a 60-degree angle, it's 60 pounds of pressure
that
on the back
is
of the neck.
Amazing, crazy,
60
and amazing.
pounds of pressure.
From bending your neck.
From bending forward. The neck 60 degrees, okay? Wow. Now, remember when we were sitting there at dinner, we were reading all this, and we were putting our hands on the back of our neck. Mm-hmm. And as we bent forward, you can feel that pressure mm-hmm. being added to those muscles in the back of the neck.
You can feel the tightness the tension. Of those muscles.
Yes. And so one of the things the article said that I thought was really funny was if you can't grasp the significance of 60 pounds, just imagine carrying an 8-year-old on your neck.
Right. Oh my goodness.
That's about our 8-year-old. Our 8-year-old, now our 9-year-olds, I think they're about 56 pounds right now.
And they still want to get on our necks.
Yeah.
And
I'm like,
only do it for a few minutes. And
exactly.
It's like, so yeah, that is crazy. But yet that's what we're doing to our necks.
That's right.
All of us, all ages, mm-hmm. all ages with this, in this age of technology, that's what's happening. And so, so tech neck, the definition of tech neck is an overuse syndrome, okay, from repetitive stress injury. Mm-hmm. Repetitive stress injury where you have your head hung forward and down looking at the mobile device, for extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a term that was coined by a chiropractor in Florida. And, it's not good. Mm-hmm. It is a real entity and it leads to a lot of problems, mm-hmm. a lot of spine problems, neurologic issues, pinched nerves. I mm-hmm. mean, there are some real bad things that can happen with tech neck.
Yeah. Well, they were saying, imagine if you took your finger and you bent it all the way back and you held it there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how much pain your finger would be in, right? Because as you stretch the tissue for a long period of time, it's going to get sore and it's going to get inflamed, right? So it's the same thing that's happening to our necks.
Right.
One of the things the article talked about was, on average, people using technology today, about 2 to 4 hours a day on technology.
Altogether. From all the time
That equals 700 to 1400 hours per year that people are spending with their heads down.
Wow.
Okay. And they were talking about that high schoolers are probably worse. They could be probably spending an additional 5,000 hours in that position.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So imagine the damages that we're doing to that neck, that curve. Imagine how we're going to be walking around soon. I mean, we're almost like going backwards.
Yes.
With in terms of going back to the way cavemen used to walk.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're going to
Absolutely.
Go back to walking like that pretty soon.
Yeah, it's scary, And so, people, some of the symptoms that people will have, they may have some neck pain, upper back pain, just like nagging, sharp pain in the neck, in the shoulders, just tightness back there, and headaches.
Mm-hmm.
I think that headaches is a real thing. I mean, and people, it's amazing. I talk to, I see patients all the time, every day, and people talk a lot about headaches and mm-hmm. that they have headaches, and it's come almost like a normal part of their life.
Like it's very common. I have another headache today and I should take my ibuprofen.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
And I just wonder how many of these headaches mm-hmm. are induced by tech neck, and then the fact that person is probably dehydrated mm-hmm. and then throw on top of that they're probably, eating a bunch of processed food or a bunch of sugar. I mean, so mm-hmm. you throw all those things together and, no wonder.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So this is definitely a real thing. The muscle strain, you get pinched nerves, you can get herniated discs.
I hear a lot of people with herniated discs.
Yeah,
herniated discs.
And this can definitely cause issues in the long run where it absolutely affects the curvature of the neck.
Right.
Okay. Like permanent type damage,
right.
I would
where
guess.
Where we're all hunched over.
Where you're hunched over. And so along with that.
So imagine our 4, 5, and 6-year-olds that are already starting
goodness.
This.
Yeah. Right? And well, kids, nowadays you see little
yeah, it
babies, toddlers on their devices.
It breaks my heart. you were just telling me we were at that restaurant. There was this mom there with her three kids, and the grandma was there, and all three of the kids, they range, if I remember right, they range from like three all the way up to eight. Mm-hmm. And the grandma made some comment to the mom about, you know, what's this, you know, with them all on their devices, you know? And her response was, well, mom, it is that day and age, and, you know, this is what the kids want to be doing, you know? But it's like, just because this is what the kids want to be doing doesn't mean that you can allow them to do it.
Right.
Right. Or at least the rate that they're doing it right now.
I mean, I think that there's got to be some limits, some sort of limits put on it, or else we're going to have children with neck problems. We already have children with tech neck that are going into the chiropractor to get their adjustments.
That's crazy.
All right. Now, I can see children going in just to get a routine adjustment because they're out on the playground playing hard and they may fall. And so, you know, the skeletal system can get a little off just with the regular things that we do. But we are like bringing this upon us now with this tech neck.
Right. And the technology is not going away, right? I mean, the reality is it's there. We're going to be on our phones, right? So some tips for, you know, how to get over tech's neck and maybe how to help it is, you know, instead of looking down with your neck, just look down with your eyes, right? Or raise the phone up higher so that you're not looking down at it. You're looking straight across.
Yeah, because honestly, I'm holding my phone right now and looking down with my eyes.
Well, you have to kind of do a little bit of both.
This just does it. I think I have to bring the phone up.
I mean, some people can look down with their eyes. They can do more than one thing at a time.
Okay. All right. All right.
But also exercising your neck.
Yes. You know, stretching.
Just like the kids are doing, you know, they're pulling their neck back. Yeah. They're stretching, but stretching your head from side to side, you know, and just doing some neck exercises to keep the neck strong is also helpful. But I think just in general, with kids, just limiting the amount of time they're using it because they're not going to be able to, you know, not look down and, you know, do some of these things that maybe we as adults pay more attention to. But, you know, these kids should not be on these devices for hours a day. It really is damaging not only their skeletal structure, but in my opinion, their brain. I don't know
another podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, just because it's that day and age and just because that's what the kids are begging us for and, you know, just because, you know, we feel like, oh, you know, it's occupying them. And, you know, I know a lot of parents feel like, you know, oh, it occupies them. So, you know, they're not bugging me. You know, they're not, you know, I can go to dinner and have a silent dinner because the kids are playing on their games.
Right. Like, they're entertained.
They're entertained. Yeah. That, you know, and our kids always say that because they don't own these things, you know, so it's these kids today, they want to be constantly entertained. And it's okay to not be constantly entertained. It's okay to be bored every once in a while. It's okay to have a conversation with your parents. You know, those are the moments where they grow as individuals and they learn. And I think they're missing out on a lot of that by having their head down all the time.
Right.
You know, and it's what they're learning. I mean, they're going to grow up with their head down all the time. And it's sad, actually, to see what's happening. So, I mean, aside from the fact that, you know, it's ruining their skeletal structure, you know, it also should be just for their own growth.
Absolutely.
And brain development.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed our tech neck.
Text neck.
I mean, what did I say?
Tech neck? You're calling it tech neck.
Right. Our text. Uh-huh. Our text neck.
Which well, you can call it tech neck.
Yeah. Tech neck, text neck.
Might even be better. Because we're not just texting, you know.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.